Andrew Griffiths.
Mr Speaker, can I draw the Prime Minister's attention to the tragic death of Aisha Jane Smith in my constituency? Aisha was 21 months old when she was stamped on by her mother so violently that it punctured her heart. The pathologist said her body resembled a car crash victim. Yet Aisha had been known to social services since the day she was born. They knew about the violent boyfriends. They knew about the domestic violence. They saw the doors kicked in. They smelt the cannabis. They saw the bruises. They saw the cuts. They saw the fingerprints on her little thighs. And they did nothing. The Prime Minister will understand that people in Burton want to know how this could have happened. Yet they are concerned to know that the Serious Case Review has on its panel people who are directly involved in the organisations being investigated. Will the Prime Minister look at what we can do to make this and other serious case reviews more independent so that we can make sure that no other child suffers the life and the death of Aisha Jane Smith?
Yeah. I think my honourable friend is absolutely right to raise this. Obviously, in the work that we all do, we get to hear about some hideous and horrific incidents. But anyone watching television that night and seeing the description of what happened to Aisha, it simply took your breath away that people could behave in such a despicable and disgusting way towards their own children. And there's no punishment in the world, in my view, that fits that sort of crime carried out by the child's own parent. As he says, there will be a serious case review. I'll look very carefully at the suggestions he makes, and I know that my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Education, will do so as well. There are criticisms of the way these cases are done, but I think to start with, in this case, we must get on with the serious case review because we've got to get to the bottom of what went wrong.